Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India AI Impact Summit concludes with adoption of New Delhi Declaration endorsed by 88 countries and international organizations. Calls for strengthening global cooperation and equitable sharing of AI benefits. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of a semiconductor manufacturing unit in Gautam Buddha Nagar, Uttar Pradesh. Says facility will enhance India's presence in global chip ecosystem. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to boost cooperation in several sectors, including critical minerals, digital technology, and health. Commission for Air Quality Management prescribes stricter emission norms for industries across Delhi NCR. In women's cricket, India beat hosts Australia by 17 runs in third and final T20 at Adelaide, clinch series 2-1. And in men's T20 World Cup, rain delays start of Super 8 opening clash between New Zealand and Pakistan in Colombo. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. The multi-day event, which concluded yesterday, witnessed widespread participation from across the globe. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, the declaration called for strengthening global cooperation and stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. Our correspondent has filed this report.
These countries have taken note of the Charter for the Democratic Diffusion of AI as a voluntary and non-binding framework to promote access to foundational AI resources while respecting national laws. They also took note of the development of a voluntary and collaborative platform to facilitate exchange of learning, knowledge, and scalable practices to advance AI adoption for social empowerment. The countries have recognized that the voluntary guiding principles on resilient, innovative and efficient artificial intelligence would guide them towards development of resilient and efficient AI systems. The summit is expected to catalyze long-term international partnerships and position AI as a key driver for economic growth. With Ankit Kumar, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the curtains came down on the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital this evening. The India AI Impact Summit and the Expo brought together delegates, innovators, industry leaders and policymakers from more than 100 countries, including global technology leaders and startup representatives. On the concluding day of the Expo, our correspondents spoke with innovators and participants to capture their impressions of the event. We have a report.
The event witnessed an overwhelming response from participants, with over 5 lakh visitors attending the exhibition and engaging in discussions, showcasing their workshops. Talking to Akashvani News about their experience at the expo, Arpan Khosla, head of marketing at Blue Machines, an enterprise AI voice platform, described the event as a significant movement for the nation.
This is such a big moment for India. We are already there at the global scale, but this puts us as the leaders there.
The successful conclusion of the India AI Impact Summit and Expo reaffirms India's position as a key hub for global AI innovation, collaboration and responsible technological development. With Saklen and Aditya, Rohan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The BJP today criticized the Congress for the protest by some workers of the Indian Youth Congress at the India AI Impact Summit yesterday. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju said the constitution allows criticism of the government, but such acts against the country are unacceptable.
If Congress criticizes the BJP, then this is their right to do in a democracy, and if they say anything against the government policy, then they have the freedom to do so, be in the parliament or outside the parliament. If they want to protest against the government, then they can do that. In a democracy, everyone has the freedom to do so, and the constitution has the provision but how you can protest against your own country.
Lekin aap desh ke khilaf kaise pradarshan kar sakte hain?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually laid the foundation stone of a semiconductor manufacturing unit at the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority Endeavour in Gautam Buddha Nagar of Uttar Pradesh this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the establishment of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project India Chip Private Limited in Uttar Pradesh is a step towards technological self-reliance and will boost India's presence in the global chip ecosystem.
उत्तर प्रदेश भारत के सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम का बड़ा सेंटर बनने जा रहा है। HCL और Foxconn की ये नई फैक्ट्री टेक्नोलॉजी पावर हाउस के रूप में यूपी की नई पहचान को और सशक्त करेगी। इस सेमीकंडक्टर फैक्ट्री की वजह से देश के युवाओं को बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा।
The Prime Minister said this decade is India's tech decade and the work done by India in the field of technology in this decade will be the base of the country's strength in the 21st century. Referring to the India AI Impact Summit, the Prime Minister said the world has witnessed India's AI capabilities and appreciated its vision.
Aaj Bharat viksit hone ke laksh par बहुत तेजी से काम कर रहा है। साल 2026 की शुरुआत से ही भारत ने अपनी कदमताल और तेज कर दी है। जनवरी में ही हुई इंडिया एनर्जी समिट में भारत ने अपने सामर्थ्य से दुनिया का ध्यान खींचा और अब ग्लोबल एआई इंपैक्ट समिट में दुनिया ने भारत के एआई सामर्थ्य को देखा, हमारे विजन को समझा और सराहा।
Speaking on the occasion, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the plant which is being set up in Noida will produce 3 crore 60 lakh chips. Referring to the India AI Impact Summit 2026, Mr. Vaishnav said 118 countries and organizations participated in the grand event. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital technology, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship and mass communication, among others. The pacts were finalized following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders committed to raise bilateral trade over $20 billion in the next 5 years. They also conveyed their strong commitment to strengthen the global fight against terrorism. In a joint press statement following their talks, Prime Minister Modi said agreement on critical minerals and rare earths is a major step towards building resilient supply chains.
Critical minerals or rare earths mein jo samjhota hua hai, wo resilient supply chains ke nirman mein ek bahut bada kadam hai. डिफेंस के क्षेत्र में भी हमारा सहयोग निरंतर बढ़ रहा है। ये एक दूसरे के प्रति भरोसे और रणनीतिक तालमेल का बेहतरीन उदाहरण है। हम इस विन-विन पार्टनरशिप को आगे भी और मजबूत करते रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi asserted that when India and Brazil work together, the voice of the global south becomes stronger and more confident. Meanwhile, the India-Brazil joint statement following the state visit of President of Brazil said both leaders recognized the central role of existing multilateral initiatives on AI. The statement said the two leaders today reaffirmed their resolve to further strengthen the bilateral strategic partnership, which is based on complementarities, shared democratic values and commitment to foster economic growth with social inclusion. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal addressed the plenary session of India-Brazil Business Forum in New Delhi today. Mr. Goyal said the visit of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva marks a defining moment in the relationship between India and Brazil. He emphasized that the relationship of both the countries is built on the foundation of democracy, diversity and shared aspirations for development. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachutoli in Kamrup Metro District. The cost of the project is over 260 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting on the occasion, the Home Minister said the centre allocated over 15 lakh crore rupees for Assam during the past decade. Earlier in the day, the Union Home Minister attended the 87th Raising Day Parade of the CRPF in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by the 31st of next month. The Commission for Air Quality Management today issued a statutory direction prescribing stricter particulate matter emission norms for industries across Delhi NCR to strengthen industrial emission control in the region. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said the Commission has laid down a uniform particulate matter emission standard of 50 milligram per normal cubic meter for identified industries. The Ministry said the revised standard is expected to significantly cut industrial emissions, reduce air pollution and improve regional air quality, benefiting people living near industrial areas. In compliance with the Supreme Court's directive to appoint judicial officers to assist in Special Intensive Division, SIR, of electoral roll in West Bengal, it has been decided to engage 150 judges from the district session courts. Election Commission sources said, apart from the session judges, seven former judges of the Calcutta High Court have also been identified for the purpose. Session judges will also be part of the relevant committees. In response to the Supreme Court's order regarding the appointment of judicial officers in the SIR process, today the Chief Justice of the High Court, the state's Chief Secretary, the Chief Electoral Officer, the Advocate General of the State, the Additional Solicitor General and other senior officials held a meeting. After the meeting, Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal reiterated that the Commission's main objective is to ensure inclusion of all the eligible voters in the voter list. Chhattisgarh and Kerala published their final electoral roll today following the completion of SIR in these states. People can check their names in the electoral roll on the website of the Election Commission. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today launched the indigenous tetanus and diphtheria vaccine at the Central Research Institute located at Kasauli in Solan district of Himachal Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said the Central Research Institute in Kasauli has played a significant role in the invention and development of indigenous vaccines. The fifth edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave concluded today, with Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi calling for stronger technology-driven maritime cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. In women's cricket, India defeated hosts Australia by 17 runs in the third and final T20 at Adelaide today. With the win, India have clinched the series 2-1. Earlier electing to bat first, India posted 176 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. In reply, the hosts failed to achieve the target, managing to score 159 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Super 8 stage began today. In the opening clash, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bat first against New Zealand in Colombo. However, the start of the match has been delayed due to rain in our Premadasa Stadium. Meanwhile, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa in Ahmedabad tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India AI Impact Summit concludes with adoption of New Delhi Declaration endorsed by 88 countries and international organizations, calls for strengthening global cooperation and equitable sharing of AI benefits. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of a semiconductor manufacturing unit in Gautam Budh Nagar, Uttar Pradesh. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to boost cooperation in several sectors, including critical minerals, digital technology and health. Commission for Air Quality Management prescribes stricter emission norms for industries across Delhi NCR. In women's cricket, India beat hosts Australia by 17 runs in third and final T20 at Adelaide, clinched series 2-1. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.